Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 6 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Charis, Bianca Rose, and Teresa. Hello.
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 How are we?
Welcome we are
back,
so.
Bitches. Welcome back, bitches. It's finally Wednesday. It's therapy day.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
But welcome back to everyone. If anyone is going to watch us live on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, feel free to join in the conversation throughout. But what's up, ladies? What have you guys been up to for a week? For a whole week? Life is fucking lifing.
I've been enjoying the weather personally, so.
It has been nice. It's a little colder in the South. It's like the 2 weeks of cold weather that we get here.
Yep. It's like I brought back a little bit of Wisconsin with me. So I'm like, oh, yes.
You did. Yeah, it was definitely fucking cold. But yeah.
It's freezing here.
Well, you don't like the cold.
Not at all.
Yeah, no.
Oh, then we should switch places. Yeah.
I like it if I don't have to be out in it. And right. Considering part of my job is out in the element, being outside when it's 35, 39 degrees is just not it.
It's not as fun.
Mm-hmm. You don't like that? What's wrong with you? No, I'm just kidding.
No, not at all. My body's telling me
go inside, bitch.
Yes.
All right. Well, as always, for those of you guys who watch our episode, you guys know we always start off with our highs and lows of the week. We are always going to start off with the low so we can end off on a high note. So, Shari, what was your low for this week?
My low for this week is that the shit show of America has begun on Tuesday. That's my low.
Yeah.
Yeah,
ready for it. Jeez,
that's a lot of people's lows this week, I think.
And the fact that it had to be on MLK Day, I really feel some type of
disrespectful.
Just disrespectful. Like, we could have did it on a Wednesday.
We could have. Real quick, yeah. Miss Ness Celeste. Sorry, I fucked up your screen name there. She said, "Hello, lovely ladies."
Hello,
darling.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. That's a sucky low to have for all of us. Mm. You know, for the next 4 years, my motto is I just live here.
I just live here. I
just live here. That's not going to be applicable to everybody, but sure, go for it, T.
As a first generation American, I may not be here in a year from now. So good luck with the show, ladies. Let me know.
Yeah. It was nice knowing you guys.
What was your low?
My low is that although I love the weather, that icy road business that happened on Monday. No, was it Tuesday? It was Tuesday. Yeah. I experienced sliding in my car. I was like, no. I made it one exit up on the highway and then turned my ass around. It took me like almost 40 minutes just to get home. That's only one exit. I was like, no, it's not as fun. You're right. It is better if you're like experiencing the cold inside.
Yes. My low has been that work is working my nerves. This last week, mind you, I got an extra day off because of the storm. It's the ice, basically. I wouldn't call it a storm because my baby's daycare was closed, but work has been working my nerves, so that's gonna be my low for this week.
You know, right? Can I point out something? That we got a message from work that says, like, hey, daycares and schools are going to be closed. If you need to stay home because of childcare, you know, please let me know if applicable. Oh, that pissed me off. Because my dog is my child too. Like,
you're like, I'm sorry, I don't have a dog.
Kind of situations where it's like, it's going to affect the rest of us. We got to come in. We got to risk our lives for this.
No,
I'm not worried about it. Not going to lie.
My favorite part of those emails is when they tell you why you have to be at work, but then it says, X amount of people die from storm-related accidents every year. And I'm like,
how are you going to put that in the same newsletter?
That, yeah, it's a stay at home for me.
Exactly. PTO, yes, please.
Yes, please.
And you know what sucks is that, like, we have the ability to work from home. So it's like, I still had to use a PTO day for it. So, I mean, of course we didn't work, but what if I didn't want to use my PTO? I'm low. I wanted to celebrate MLK Day. There's still President's Day. There's holidays coming up.
Right.
I don't want to waste my PTO on something I had no control over.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Michelle's in the chat saying that was her favorite part of the email too. All right. On a positive note, Shari, what was your high?
My high this week was that actually it was today and I won a bet and someone brought me a treat. So I was
excited. Is it food related again?
It was. It was just fruit, fresh fruit, but yes, it was. Don't judge me.
I'm judging just a little bit. Okay. I really can't judge because that shit would make me happy too.
Yes, I was very excited. I was like,
just simple girls loving simple things.
It was just fresh fruit and it just really was everything that I needed. So, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. For those of you guys in our Instagram and our YouTube and Facebook, I see you guys all on. Please feel free to chime in, share your highs and lows with us in the chat. If you guys want them displayed on the screen, you will have to be watching either via Facebook or YouTube, but we'll still call out those Instagram comments as well. Bianca, what was your high?
I debated on saying it, but I'll just say it. I actually went out on a date, and so that one was good. I said 2025 is going to be my year. I'm going to put myself out there.
Yes. So how did it go?
It went well.
Okay, good.
I liked it. We went to like a gun range, and that scared the shit out of me. I'm from Texas, right to bear arms. You have the right to get this gun out of my hand, please. Oh, my God. I was freaking out.
That was probably the legit best date I ever been on to was gun range.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. That was a good time.
Hey, it's a good way to let out some frustrations, man.
What day did you do this? Was it after Tuesday?
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
No, it was before. It was this weekend, wasn't it?
It happened. Oh, are you talking like yesterday, Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Girl, what am I going to go to the gun range yesterday, today, 2 hours ago?
Hey, some people need to release the frustration, okay?
It was this past weekend, actually.
Aw, real quick, beloved Gabby on our Instagram said, my high today has been y'all's podcast. It's so refreshing to hear y'all.
Aw, love that.
Thank you, beloved Gabby. That's so sweet. My high is her comment. Yes. No, my high actually was because we did get some snow. Not a lot of it. I mean, it was mostly ice, if I'm being honest with you. But we did get a little bit of snow. So in the morning, getting to see my three-year-old wake up to snow for the first time ever. Aww. In her life, she looked out the window and she said, mommy, it's so beautiful. And that just made my whole day. It made my whole day. That's so cute. We got to take her outside. She made little like tiny ass little snowballs because again, there wasn't a lot of snow. And was throwing them at me and her dad. So that was fun. That was my highlight of the week. None of that, Shari. I saw you trying to yawn.
I'm trying. No. I don't know where that even came from. I just think my brain needs oxygen. Yeah. What happened there?
Man, but no, good highs, good, not so good lows, but you know, we get past them. Sharing them with you guys, believe it or not, actually does help me like kind of let it go sometimes. So thank you guys.
You know, I was telling you today that trying to think of what I'm going to say for my high. And I'm like, it's so stressful trying to think of good things throughout the week. I'm like, geez, this is, if I could do this for my therapy appointments, that'd be great. But y'all are really forcing me to be grateful and shit. So.
Yes, we are.
It is the year. It is the year to be grateful. Give gratitude. Yes. All of that.
Yes.
Count your blessings.
We gotta count them while we've got them.
Honestly.
Let me tell you.
That so part.
If you watched episode 5 last week, you know that we kind of left it on a cliffhanger or a bit of a cliffhanger there as far as diving into some new topics that we didn't really have time to dive into because we want to make sure we respect our IG Live folks and don't get them cut off from the conversation. So we try to stick to our time limit. But the topics that we were kind of starting to slide into at the end of episode 5 were dating, cheating, you know, deal breakers. Yeah, things like that. So we are going to dedicate this particular episode to dating first, because I feel like we can't do cheating without talking about dating first. So the first topic that we are going to start off with is first dates and what your expectations are during a first date. So ladies, what do you guys look for?
Well, I think when we were kind of talking about it already, is the our first what date was the gun range. And Shari, do you think that that's a really great date? Why do you think that is?
I think it's a, for me, it was a vibe. Like, I'm into stuff like that. That sounds bad, but
it doesn't.
I'm into stuff like that, you know? So it was like just dope to be like experiencing something together that we both enjoyed. So for me, like, that was the big thing. But I think like with first dates, like, I think that's, it has to be that. Like, it has to just be a vibe. I don't want to be somewhere where we can't talk. Like, I think movies are a bad idea. I don't mind like going to dinner and, you know, having conversations, because me too, like, I want to see what type of food you like to eat, how much you like to eat, because that's a big thing for me. But I just think your first date should just be somewhere where you guys could truly just vibe and see if you guys even are compatible. Like, you know, you can, chemistry over the phone or text or anything like that is totally different than chemistry in person. So it's like, yeah, you have to do something where you guys can vibe together and like fill each other out and just see, you know, where it goes. So like, that's my expectation for a first date, is it has to be a vibe.
Yes.
For me, what I enjoyed most about this past date was that it was all planned out for me. Like, he had the game plan. He said, this is what's going to happen. You know, this time, this is the layout, this is the itinerary, whatever. Like, it was all laid out. It wasn't that whole, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? It wasn't any of that. Took control. You just took charge. Like, okay, you initiated it. So you thought about it. So you have the plan. I'm going to follow your lead. And I was, all right. That's already different and off to a good start for me.
Can I just give this boy some kudos real quick? Yes. Because it is difficult to get a man to fucking plan anything. No offense, guys. Very. I love y'all. Keep watching.
No offense. Plan your fucking shit. If you want it, plan it.
Like, you guys have no idea how good that makes us feel as women. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I am a strong, independent woman, but I love to be submissive when I get the opportunity to be.
Right. I want to be babied.
That right there.
Yes.
I start, here I go.
I did it already too. I gave you one of these too.
I want princess treatment.
Yeah.
Please. Please.
We got a comment from Ty J on YouTube. Yes, agreed. It's also a great first date when they teach you something new and it's a fun activity.
Yes.
Completely agree. I think I had the most fun on this date just because, one, he did take charge. He did plan everything out. And just, it was his element. It was his comfort zone. But he was willing to share that with me and was patient enough. So you saw like that patient side. You saw that instructor side. You saw like the I'm good at my shit kind of thing. He showed off a little bit. That's cool. Like,
yes.
Yeah, really complain. Can I tell you, well, Shari, I've been so excited to tell you this. We did not go to the gun range first. Do you know what he did?
What?
He changed my fucking oil in my car.
Winner! Fucking winner!
He was like, oh, I'm so good with cars. I'm so good with cars. And I'm like, well, I need my oil changed. My light just came on. He's like, I can do it. I said, don't talk about it. Be about it.
See?
Called him out on his show immediately.
You said this was your year and you was taking control. And it's all for you.
I was like, yeah. So he already is off to a really great start. He's of service, takes charge, plans. Great.
A
first date expectations. Go above and beyond.
Yes.
Really quickly, Michelle on Instagram said, I'm old school. And while I like to go all out for people, I also want to feel courted or chased.
Mm.
Yes. It's so true. It's so true.
It's a lot of female energy in here. I will say though, men like that too. And I think a lot of women forget that.
This is very true.
Women get caught up in the fact that we want to be chased and we want to be, you know, all of that, but we live in a totally different era now. And like men like that too. So ladies, don't let your man get bored with you.
Yeah. Hashtag buy him flowers.
That part.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I've never been the type of girl that shies away from planning shit and taking my man out as well. Mm-hmm. But for him to have done that,
yes.
Kudos to you, young man. Keep up the good work if you're watching. For me, I'll be honest with you. The whole dating process is super awkward sometimes. Like, unless you've known the person already for a while and you guys started as friends, like that makes it a little bit less awkward. But like, if it's somebody brand new, there's a lot of pressure on the first date. For both sides.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Wait a second. Uh-huh. So you think there's a difference between a first day between longtime friends and a first day with strangers?
Yes.
I would think the exact opposite. Like strangers, I've never met you. This can go south either way. But if we're friends, like at some point you would have known what I'm capable of. Either seeing me express it with someone else or someone else express it. Like there's history in the fact that you know what I can do, and just the more pressure of transitioning from friends to dating, I feel like I would feel more pressured for that other than a stranger.
I get what you're saying, because it's like there's added pressure when it comes to like the friendship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if we fuck this up, we might fuck up the friendship.
We fuck up everything. Right? We're gonna fuck up the friendship.
Oh, yeah, I totally get that.
But the pressure's in different spaces.
Yeah. For me, just with my personality, I feel less comfortable with a brand new stranger than I do with somebody else, because I feel like I question whether they're being themselves or whether they're giving me like their representative is what Shari would call it. Their representative, right? And it's a real ass thing, especially during a first date. It's like, are you truly being yourself, or are you playing all your cards right now so that I like you and keep seeing you? And that's the part, you know, Teresa got trust issues. I'm sorry. Okay. So that's
the join the club.
That makes me uncomfortable when it comes to first dates. It's like, you know, you might say something real cute and charming, and instead of me being like, oh, thank you, oh, girly, I'm like, but did you really mean that? You
know? Yes, you all day long.
Question everything.
Is that really you? Yeah. Real quick, I want to catch us up on some IG messages. So Miss Ness Celeste said, yes, men do, LOL. My man is a spoiled brat now. So is mine. In that other room, so I'm a whisper. But yes, he's spoiled too, girl. Michelle said, my man is spoiled. I also allegedly beat him, but that's for the next segment. Allegedly. But I'll tell you guys, for me and my husband, our first like real date, the first time we met in person, we just hung out at my house. So I don't really count that as a date. But our first real date, I took him out to the Spurs game for our first real date. And so like I said, I have no problem with stepping up and, you know, being the one to wine and dine if I need to, but not all the time. I need to feel that reciprocation as well.
Facts.
Yeah.
Now you said that you didn't count the first time as an actual date. So what qualifies in your opinion as a first date? Is it somewhere out in public, or does it have to be flat out, like, this is a date. Like, y'all have to be on the same page of this is what it is. I'm going to come out and say, will you go out on a date with me or what?
For me, in that scenario, if I'm at your house or you're at my house, that's not a date. We at least need to get the fuck up out the house. Mm. That's a date to me. It doesn't have to be something you spend money on per se. Like, we could go to the park and sit on a blanket and have a fucking picnic if you want. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be something over the top. But I need to at least get out my house. Because if not, you're just visiting. You know what I mean? Like, you're just a visitor.
Okay.
So public but date.
Say, for instance, you guys planned to go to each other's houses, whoever the opposite cooks dinner and all of that. Is that a date?
Oh, I didn't consider the dinner factor. I don't know.
Like, they came over. Do that on a normal basis? I'm gonna cook you dinner. Candles were burning when you walk in the door. The lights are dim. Is that a date?
Well, if someone's doing that on the first date, God bless them. God bless them. Because I fell into that trap and it wasn't a date.
Just say it.
I never heard of them again.
It does. I'm not saying it has to be the first time, but is it a date? Would you consider, like, if you went the second or third time, is that a date?
Oh, absolutely.
I guess, I yeah.
So, touche.
Yeah.
But the touche. First time?
I'm just playing devil's advocate. That's it.
No, I feel you. No, it's a good call out because I didn't really think about that. If you're making all this extra effort, I guess the effort is what is considered.
Makes it a date.
I guess communicating the intention too.
Yeah.
Would be a big thing because I'm not just going to assume that we're on a date just because you want me to come over and hang out or you want to cook me dinner.
Yes. Oh, Gabriela Sanchez Cruz on our YouTube said actions and effort are greater than words always.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed. So yes, I will retract my statement. It don't necessarily have to be us getting out the house, but make some fucking effort. I need to stop cursing so much. Make some effort. Show some effort.
Is there a child here?
No,
I will say F-bombs all day.
I'm just trying to do better, guys. It's fine.
Me too. It's okay.
I'm not changing for nobody.
Not that. Not you. Real quick, Becky Flowers on our Facebook said, 6 years married, and yes, I consider it a date. I love that my husband can cook me dinner and put effort. Oh, I love that.
Yes. See, that's
congratulations
beautiful.
On your 6 years. That's beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful. That's
Amanda can cook does say a lot.
Yes. But I'll say that, like, that's the part about marriage too. That's why I'm commending Becky with her 6 year marriage and all that, because, like, my husband cooks all the time. Like, if he's here before me, he will make sure that we are taken care of. Do I consider that a date? No, because we ain't got no solo time up in this house. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's other factors that kind of play into it. I think it's all going to come down to what Bianca said. Have we communicated that this is a date? And both Michelle on Instagram and Cassandra on Facebook are telling me to not stop cursing and to use my sentence enhancers. Will do. Just for you. Hey, we got to give the fans what they want.
Absolutely.
All right. So when it comes to first dates, we've kind of talked about some of those expectations. What about, like, kissing on the first date?
If the vibe is there, do it.
I agree with you.
Yes.
I think there's so many rules about that. Kissing for me is a really big thing.
It's like a very intimate thing.
You have to be a good kisser. And if not, there is no point in us going on a second date. So, yes, I need to know.
Like, I have come across a lot of women in my life that are like, oh, no, like, I don't kiss on the first date. Da, da, da. And I'm like, girl, if you feel it, why not?
Honestly. Yeah, I think there's a lot of – I think social media, again, has, like, played a factor in how people – date or think or whatever, because there's, like, the first date rule, there's the 3-date rule, there's the like a 3-month rule. There are so many probation periods, I cannot keep up with them.
What, like, are these rules you're talking about?
Like, first date, kiss, third date, having sex. 3-month rule is, like, don't tell anybody about this person for the first 3 months because you want to solidify that relationship. Me, let me tell you something about me. I can't keep a secret. I don't suffer in silence either. I'm going to tell you.
It's no secret, baby.
On brand. I'm not going to keep a secret. I'm going to tell everybody everything.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did because we knew all about your date.
I know there were so many people that were like anticipating the before, the after, like what's going on.
I mean,
one of our coworkers like, I'm sad I didn't even hear about it yet. You haven't even brought it up. I'm like, oh. I'll wear a little dash cam or a little live cam next time.
I know, right? That'd be funny. But I agree with you. Like, if you feel it, why not? Why not?
Fuck the rules.
Fuck the rules.
Fuck the rules. Life is too short to live by rules.
It is.
You may not make it to the second or third date.
Let's just be real. I just live here.
And life is not promised. The one thing we are guaranteed. So, the end of the day, enjoy it. Live in the moment. Mm. That is my thing right now, is live in the moment.
Cassandra on Facebook said, shoot, my husband waited 3 years before we officially dated. Three years? Were y'all married already? It's a long time. 3 years is a long fucking time.
Maybe they just know each other.
So, still on the topic of dating, what would you guys say are some major red flags during the dating phase? Whether it be first date or not. Like, just some major red flags during the dating phase.
The constant looking at a phone or a phone ringing.
That's such a pet peeve of mine, especially like if you're still trying to get to know somebody. Once you guys already know each other, okay, whatever. But like.
But even then, my time is my time.
It's my time, motherfucker.
My time is my
time. I need the attention, so. It's my time. It's like the minute that I see your attention elsewhere, bye. I'll shut down so fast. I'll be like, go ahead, finish it. Answer that text. Put it on speaker, actually.
Man, I haven't dated in so long.
That's a huge red flag.
I haven't dated in so long. I can't even think of anything right now.
How they treat other people, like if y'all go out, how they treat the waiters, how they treat, like, do they hold the door for strangers, anything like that? How they treat other people around you. I think that's a big one.
Are you guys into, like, the whole, like, open my car door for me, pull out my chair, hold the door open? Are you guys into those kind of traditional?
I have no expectations for that because it's so, like, uncommon now, and it's just – it's nice when they do. Very much appreciate it. It's like, oh, okay. That's great. It's good. Also, hold on, because I don't want to emphasize the bare minimum, but it's just really nice.
No, right. I'm really sitting here thinking, like, has anybody ever opened a car door? Like, I was, like, in my own head over here. Yeah, I don't know. Not a car door, I don't think.
My husband still does that for me.
Aw.
Yeah.
How about our audience? Do y'all like the chivalry of men?
Is it or women?
Is it dead?
What are some other red flags?
How they talk about their exes or how the relationship ended.
That's a good one.
Big one for me is, and I mean, it's one of those things that I'm learning now, that it's a lot of messed up situations, but how someone speaks about their mother. I get it because you know not everybody has the best relationships, but I feel like I think how a man and a mother's relationship is speaks a lot to who he is.
Yes and no. So
that's what I'm saying. It's like one of those things. Like
I used to be a very big advocate for that too, because in my family, like my parents are my everything, right? Like I have that relationship with my parents to where like family was of utmost importance to me. But then you also realize that, no offense, but like some mothers.
But mothers shouldn't be mothers.
Shouldn't be mothers.
That part.
And so when you meet a man that has experienced that, he, of course, is going to view his mother a bit differently in those scenarios.
I think more, that's what I was saying. Like, I think it's more like how they speak about it.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
Like, you could have a horrible situation, right? A horrible relationship. And now as a parent and as, you know, older person, I don't take it so much offense like when you don't have the greatest relationship with your mother, because I know things can happen. But I think like,
like, are you outright bashing her?
How are you dealing? Have you dealt with it? Have you handled it? Because that has takes a toll on people. And then it, in turn, changes how people treat people. So I think it's about that. It's more how you dealt with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Real quick, got some comments over here from Philly P on YouTube. When men try to typecast or generalize you based on your behavior, or they do it attempting to manipulate your behavior. Mm. So manipulation is a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. A lot of narcissists.
I was just about to say that. Narcissism. Believe it or not, I actually did have a conversation recently with this other guy who I was getting to know, and where I was asking what each other's careers were. And he was like, no offense, but your career is irrelevant. Mm. I'm like, okay. Would it elaborate, please? Elaborate, please.
Your face just said a lot.
Yeah, he was very much like, I'm a man, I provide. And that's great, except for the fact that it was so traditional, and the fact that he was saying that the woman's job is to please me as a man. And it just went complete south on that. Mm-mm. So there are still men out there like that. And for me, for working as hard as I do to get to where I am, that was very insulting.
Yeah.
For him to flat out say, like, your job is irrelevant to this relationship. I'm like, you may have meant it as a compliment, because in some way, some men do. It's like, I want to take care of you. That's great. You don't have to work if you don't want to. That's not how he said it. That's not how he intended it. So it was very red flag of how he views women and their roles in relationships.
And in, you know, just to play devil's advocate, there's women out there that probably would have liked that comment. Mm-hmm. Go find them, baby boy.
Yes.
Ty in on our YouTube actually gave us an example of something she dealt with. She said, I once dated a guy who said he wouldn't tip more than 15% because he didn't work this hard for his education just to give all his money to an uneducated person. She said, red flag. I ended it.
Good for you, Ty. Girl.
Good for you.
Good for you, Ty.
You've got to respect everybody from the top down.
Honestly. You
don't people like that.
If not, I would have ended it for you. I'm just kidding.
Where's that guy at now? Is he still single? I wonder why.
And that's the fucked up part. I'd be seeing some of these real fucked up guys in relationships with really good people. But, you know, to each his own.
You know what? You accept the love you think you deserve.
Yep. Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Wallflowers. The perks of being a wallflower.
Tanisha 415 on Instagram said, you have to come to me already healed, baby. That's difficult for a lot of people. Sometimes honestly, I wonder if I'm healed yet.
Or at least in the healing process. Damn, let me see that you're trying.
Yeah, at least right. Try. At least try.
That's what I said. You can have your moments where you're like, damn, I really don't. But okay, I'm going to work through this. Like, you know, we all going to have that, because something can be triggering. So you're going to have moments where you relapse, right? Like, you're going to have triggering moments. That happens. But just, like, know that you're working on it. I think we're all, life is taking everybody on a roller coaster right now. And a lot of things are triggering for a lot of people. And it's like, you know, just be in the process. Know that you want more and you want better.
Yeah.
I just like someone who's self-aware of it.
Yeah, and be working towards it. Not just, oh, I know this is my problem, but I'm not doing nothing about it.
Good point.
Yeah, because just calling it out is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not enough.
Especially at our young age, you know. Another red flag for me, and this kind of goes back to the whole thing with like your representative, right? Is like when you try too hard, like just chill. It's like you guys were saying, it's a vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're trying too hard, you're really fucking up my vibe.
You're making me try just as hard because now I have to fake laugh because you're trying too hard on this joke.
Yes. I never really looked at it that way.
I will not do it.
I'm too nice of a person. I'm a fake laugh, but I know my laugh is gonna be like
it's like I'm not. Blenderina.cuts on Instagram said, Stan, 10 toes down in what's best for you.
Honestly, you got to be your own advocate when dating people, when vetting people, when knowing what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept.
Mm-hmm. And then Michelle, when you were talking about your experience, said block. And she also mentioned you can have spontaneous moments. She means crazy by spontaneous. She just doesn't like the word crazy.
I like what you're doing there, Michelle.
We could all have our crazy moments for sure.
I'm going to need you as a lawyer. You're so well with words.
We actually started calling her spontaneous instead of crazy because we felt like we were starting to offend her a little bit. All right. So moving on from red flags, let's talk about those green flags, the good things in the dating process, the good signs. I'll start by saying your boy, Bianca, with the planning and coming through with the plans and saying he was going to give you an oil change and actually doing it. Like
and actually following through, the follow through.
Let me rephrase that. Giving your car an oil change.
I'm still a virgin in this relationship, okay?
Okay, yes. Virgin oh Mary over here.
That is in this relationship.
Yeah. The fact that he did that and followed through, huge green flag. Huge, huge green flag.
Yeah. He used another green flag.
Actions backed it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the planning was great. That's new. The follow through, even better.
Mm-hmm.
Even better.
Yes.
Blenderina.cuts said communication is a green flag.
For me, it's transparency. Like not just don't just talk to me. Don't just communicate. Be transparent.
Yeah, don't be honest. Yes.
Don't be honest and transparent.
Shouldn't have to ask no questions.
Be forthcoming. Let me get to know you without me having to do the digging.
Yes, that. Like, let me know you've been. Let me not find out about you.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Mm.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write that quote down.
Yeah.
Let me know you but not find out about you.
I think a green flag, like, just sticking to the whole vibe thing, like, I've gone on dates where like you'd be super anxious and like you're nervous and this and that. And then like you can go on a date with somebody and like first date, like not knowing them, no past history, and like be totally calm and not have that just anxious feeling. Like to me, like, you know, your body's going to tell you the energies mm-hmm. are there. And I think like people have to pay attention to that. So like if you're in a calm space, when you're in someone's presence, green flag.
It's a safe environment that they're providing to you in those situations. Mm-hmm. And that is a game changer. Because if I'm with you and I have never been around you before and this is the first time we're really like doing something like this and I just feel comfortable, like, yes, I agree with you, Shars. That's a major green flag. You know, those people you can just like talk to for hours on end and you lose track of time.
Yeah, like you've known each other for forever. Or time is literally flying and you're having just, you know, y'all just talking and vibing and chilling. Like it's really big. It's got to be there. It's got to be
there. Yes, Shars in the chat.
You got supporters this week, Shari. You making good points.
It's so true though. Like that one really hit home for me, Shari. So I'm glad you
because I think it's something that's underrated. I think a lot of people like you're expected to be nervous and have butterflies. And it's like, but when you get that experience of having that, then you're like, something was off. Mm-hmm. Like you just start noticing things like maybe that wasn't what was best for me.
Yeah.
You know? And it's you have to experience it to really be able to understand.
You know what? And I read somewhere that like the butterflies in your stomach, butterflies are the fears. What are you nervous about?
Mm-hmm.
So that resonated with me too. I'm like, am I nervous? Why am I nervous?
Yeah.
it was something about that. It said the person who's right for you will calm your spirit, not make you feel like that, not make you feel anxious or give you butterflies. Like butterflies, and I think people take that differently. Like people are like, oh, I have butterflies. But no, were you really just anxious and nervous? Mm-hmm. Or like butterflies, like, oh, this person makes me feel like, you know, a certain type of way. It can be mixed, and I think people don't notice the difference. But it's like when you're in a space with someone and you can sit together quietly and yes. it's not mm-hmm. awkward. It's not none of that. Like, that's the person
yes.
that you're connecting with on a different level. And you have to be able to find that with somebody. Yep.
You know, I said this weekend at some point, because again, that butterflies in the stomach, I don't like that phrase. But what I said this weekend at some point, I was like, well, that made my heart smile.
Made my heart smile. See, but that's a calming yeah. feeling. It's not butterflies. It's not something shaking you up. It's a calm feeling.
It's like a deep exhale. Like it's just, mm-hmm. it's like relief. Like, yeah. Right. It is.
Yes.
Jada Countessa is on Instagram saying that showing consideration and effort.
Yes. Major green flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And again, you got to reciprocate what's given.
Yes.
I know we all want the princess treatment, but. To Teresa's point earlier, like you got to yeah. give to receive.
You do.
Keep that in mind, ladies.
Just the way that you want to be appreciated, you got to show appreciation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going down a different kind of avenue with these green flags, another really big green flag for me, believe it or not, is how they hug. Like, if they give you that, like, just... like
that embrace.
Yes. Like when you hug them and you just kind of fit, you know what I mean? Like there's certain people that no matter how you hug them, it still feels awkward.
It's awkward.
So like when you give them that hug and you just kind of just fit right all up in there, for those of you who can't see me, like if you're listening in our podcast,
you're right up in there,
like right up in there. When you, that is just like a green flag for me. Cause I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's my spot. That's me. Like it was made for me. It's just a good feeling that you get.
I like being able to joke around with them.
Yeah. And not explain your jokes. Let me add that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our humors have to match and people don't always have that.
Like I'll be honest, my sense of humor is a sarcastic asshole. So like if I can be a sarcastic asshole with you and you can dish it back, it's kind of sexy. It's like, ooh, okay.
Well, I told the guy that I was talking to, I said, hey, just we've been talking for a while, just so you know that when we meet, I'm gonna go in for a hug. We're gonna be in public. Don't embarrass me. Just expect it. I was like, we're not doing that awkward shit. There's too many people watching.
Transparency.
I flat out told her, I said, don't embarrass me. Expect it.
Yes. Just being yourself. Okay, Jada Countessa gave us another comment. She said, ooh, get the references and match energy. Yes, please.
Yes. Get those TikTok references. Is it your For You page? Do you like mine?
This new day and age, I tell you. No, just kidding.
Right. I'm more of a like, let's quote movies. If you say something and I sing a song, know mm-hmm. the song. Like that's my love language. Speak to me that way because that's how that works.
See, yes, Philly, she even added to it.
Philly gets but it.
Yes, when their hug feels like home and you let out that little sigh, you do. Like while you're in there, you're just like.
I need everybody to be watching like, this. You cannot listen to this on audio. You have to see Teresa's reaction.
It is the best fucking feeling ever. As you can tell, that's a big, big green flag for me.
So I have to ask, is your love language physical affection? One of them
is physical touch, yes.
Okay.
And physical touch are my top two. Yes, but oh yeah, that's a good one. That one's got me like over here. Like,
yeah, you're just like
I'm going in for a hug.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go hug my husband, guys. No, just
kidding. Oh, Mr. Shelley from Instagram said, I like that my husband acts like he's not interested in my books or shows. Then when I turn it off, then he waits like is all invested. Yeah. I like that. That's how he knows he's my person.
Oh, that's so true.
Cute.
I get my husband to watch shit I know he would have never in his life watched, and he is invested. He is truly invested, so I totally get that. Any other green?
He's paying attention too, even though he doesn't realize it or doesn't want to admit to it. But it's nice to be validated that he does pay attention. He's like, "Did you watch an episode without me?" It's like, "Oh, you care?" But yes. Sorry.
Don't you do that shit again. Don't tell him that though. Oh Lord. Any other green flags that you guys want to call out? Same thing for those of you guys watching. Any other green flags you guys want to call out in the chat?
God.
Green flags are.
Please let me know what to look out for.
I'll go back to kind of what we were saying during the red flag conversation, but like, those men that are still chivalrous for me personally, like when I, or they show me that chivalry isn't dead, that's a huge green flag for me. But it might just be because I'm a little old school when it comes to stuff like that.
So with chivalry, again, I made that joke of like, don't overpraise the bare minimum. Is chivalry considered bare minimum, or is it just courtesy? I think there's a lot of jokes going around of, oh, he texted me good night, or he wanted me to make sure that to text him when I got home. And the joke is like, okay, so he's doing bare minimum.
Right.
So do we praise the bare minimum?
I'll be honest with you. So coming from California, where I can very comfortably say chivalry is pretty much dead. coming to the South, it was a huge culture shock to me just in dating, like to have guys open my door or like pull my chair out or like just little things like that, hold the fucking door open for me. Like, and you know, no offense to my Bay Area fellas, but y'all gotta step your game up.
It was funny when you said that. When you say he opens the door, I was gonna say it's a Southern guy. It is.
Because in conversations with not just my husband, but other guys that I previously dated before him here, they would tell me that to them that was a bare minimum because that's how they were raised. They were raised by someone that said, this is what you do for your women. This is how you show them you respect them. So that's why I'm like, it depends. Like, what is your standard of a bare minimum? Because it can differ from woman to woman, just like it does from man to man.
Because then you do have women who are like, I don't want a guy to open my car door. Like, I can open my car door myself. So it is, you're going to have to figure that out.
You got those hyper-independent women that fuck shit up for all of us.
Ungrateful bitches. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Stay independent, girls.
Stay independent, girls. Stay independent, girls.
Jaded Countessa on Instagram said, I couldn't be with someone who I couldn't trust unattended around a drink. Oh, are they like Joey and Friends and eat your dessert when you step away? That's weird.
It goes back to her previous comment, is like being in a safe space. Like, yeah. If you don't feel safe around this person, it's like, I'm not going to leave my phone or my wallet with you if I have to go to the bathroom. Like, yeah. If I don't feel safe in that, you know, around that person, then it's like, that's your body's own way of saying, hey, it's a red flag. You may be like delusional to want to this date to go well, but you're telling yourself to take your purse with you.
Yeah. That's so wild. That is wild.
It happens.
It does. It definitely does. So we talked about red flags. We talked about green flags. We talked about first date expectations. What about dating across cultures? So like interracial relationships or just dating in other cultures. One, have you guys experienced that? And two, what is that like? Does it cause more issues, or is it more of a positive? She took a deep sigh.
You got us there.
No, I mean, It's hard to, I can't really say I've dated other cultures. Like, I have dated someone out of my race, but he was half. So does that really count? It's like one of those things. And then I'm practically every culture.
Yes, so I was going to say, what's outside of your culture? Define that.
Not what's outside of mine? So yeah, I mean, I haven't really engaged in that, but I mean, I don't think that it's a bad thing. I just think that people have to really be educated, on those things. I watch a lot of 90 Day Fiancé type stuff, and I just be like, girl, you didn't know that? Like, how you didn't? What are y'all doing dating each other? Y'all don't know nothing about this person's culture. That don't make no sense to me. So stuff like that. Like, I just think you have to be very educated and open-minded going into those situations.
Yeah, I think, to your point, being educated and being open-minded is a big thing. And that's on both parts, because I can be open to exploring your culture, but if you're in some way embarrassed of me or for not knowing or not being, you know, so ready to be involved into that, it can hinder the dating aspect and even just the relationship altogether, whether it be like how you are with your mom or your family. It's difficult. I don't want to speak too much on that because
I have definitely dated outside of my culture. I am married to a beautiful Black man. I have dated white. I have dated Asian. I have dated fellow Hispanics. I have dated blue, purple, yellow. Doesn't matter. Okay. I have definitely dated across the rainbow. But I will say that it doesn't necessarily come down to what culture they come from. It comes down to how open-minded they are as individuals about other cultures or stepping outside of their own culture. Because an open-minded man, I can date no matter what they are. But if you're the type of individual that's like, well, my culture does it this way and that's how it's gonna be, that's when I can't really fuck with it.
And just to highlight Becky's comment, it's people who stereotype who get offended.
Yeah.
It's the outsiders who always have an opinion about it.
I agree with you 1,000%, because dating a Black man, the most backlash I've ever gotten from that was from I'm going to be completely honest, either Black women or Hispanic men. That has been what we get most of the time when we do get anything that kind of comes up in those situations. But I know we can, another cliffhanger, guys.
yet another.
We can dive a lot more into it, and we may do that on the next episode. So make sure you guys stay tuned. But we are at the top of the hour. We want to make sure our Instagram folks don't get cut off. So make sure you guys join us next week. Bianca, how can they join us?
If y'all are not already, you can like, follow, and subscribe to us on our social media accounts. That's Facebook, Instagram, and I'm missing the other one. Let's see, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at It's No Secret Podcast, as well as our TikTok account, because TikTok is staying for another 75 days. It's at It's No Secret Podcast 0. And if you are unable to join us on our live every Wednesday night, then we have our audio uploaded to Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Sunday, just in time to listen to us on your drive to work on the following Monday.
Yes, please listen to us. And if you want to join us live, we're here every single Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to put a sticker.
You got it.
My computer. You got it. Make sure you guys join us live. Thank you to all our live watchers for participating with us today. But before we go, we want to wish one of our regulars, Jaded Contessa, a very happy birthday. Oh, I think she got cut off before she saw it on Instagram.
No. It's still going. Happy birthday, though.
Happy birthday, Nikita. Thank you so much for showing us love always. We love you so much and appreciate you so much. But yeah, thanks for joining us, guys.
Until next time.
And until next time, remember, it's no secret.
Bye.